Grumpy Old Bird of 36, Capitalist Running Dogs. What do dog walkers and local authority councillors have in common? I'll start all over again. What do dog walkers and local authority councillors have in common? A part, that is, from an unerring ability to get right up the nostrils of yours truly. In one word, ignorance. Let me explain. I do not believe that most dog walkers are selfish and thuggish and care not one whit for the welfare of other creatures. Indeed, I would go as far as to say that, with the exception of a minority of idiots with vicious maltreated dogs or those fools that pamper literal or figurative poodles, the vast majority of dog owners are, almost tautologically, animal lovers. Sure, pets can be substitutes for children or significant others, but most people have a love dog. Come again. But most people that have a dog love it for its own sake. They take it on long walks to keep it fit, as well as to work off their own surplus of pre-packed meals and sugary snacks. I would go further. I would bet that most dog owners regularly feed their garden birds. Damn it, I've no doubt that a great many dog lovers fret over their feeders with freezing fingers when plummeting temperatures threaten the lives of Robin Redbreast. They scatter their crumbs to the band of blue tits that brave the elements, trying to scrape a living from long-dead coconut shells and empty red net bags whistling in winter winds. 66% of households feed their garden birds. 21% of households keep a dog or more as pets. Now, 21% of households keep one or more dog. Oh dear, third time. 21% of households keep one or more pet dogs. It would be beyond the bounds of reason to suppose that there is no overlap. Break here for a cough. So when dog owners allow, indeed in many cases encourage their pet to disturb birds, it must surely be through ignorance. Pet owners generally suffer from what the TV programme QI calls general ignorance. Those with cats refuse to believe that their Mr. Tibbles eats birds, and swear blind that Timmy would run the other way if he saw a mouse, despite all the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Only in the most enlightened parts of the US and Australia do cat owners realise that such pets should be kept indoors at all times. The average dog owner is quite genuine when he opines that his pet is only being friendly when he leaps at you with muddy claws. She is sincere when she says to you that you need not fear the scowling, growling beast as it wouldn't hurt a fly. Clearly this ignorance extends to walks along the beach, and dog owners genuinely do not realise that allowing, indeed often encouraging their dogs to chase waders in winter or terns in spring can be a death warrant. Our beaches are no longer safe for any bird to nest on. Only in those least walked by man and his dog has any hope of allowing little terns to keep a toehold on these islands as a breeding place. 2 days ago, I sat in my car on the seafront with waves lashing the shore, totally mesmerised by a couple of hundred sandlings chasing the waves in and out in search of storm-tossed tastes. I counted a dozen rock pipits picking through the stranded seaweed in search of desiccated brine shrimp and sandhoppers clinging to the heat from nature's compost. I was searching through the ring plovers and turnstones in the hope of finding a purple sandpiper when the sandlings took flight in every direction and... Oh, bum, stop there. I was searching through the ring plovers and turnstones in the hopes of finding a purple sandpiper when the sandlings took flight and every other bird on the beach was put up. The culprit was a big black, wouldn't hurt a fly, only being friendly Labrador as it tore through the waders, scattering them to the northeast wind. The dog's owner was spurring him on, waving him towards the next drift of feeding birds. 10 minutes later, along came a little old lady, no doubt, Ten minutes later, along came a little old lady who no doubt spends her winter evenings threading peanuts on a string to keep the great tits happy. She patted her pug and ruffled the scruff of her spaniel, telling them what good boys they were as they ploughed through the pipits and splashed in the surf, scattering turnstones. I was incandescent. but swallowed the steam and got out of my cosy hide to explain to the walkers that they were doing what they were doing was worse for birds than poisoning their peanuts. To be fair, their response was surprise, not aggression. It seems that dog walkers can be encouraged to be more responsible. So I urge you all to tell your dog-owning friends that they should keep their curs away from curlews. The local authority bans dogs from beaches in summer, as dog mess makes for a very unsavoury sandcastle. I expect these worthy aldermen would balk from banning dogs from winter beaches, even if I could banish their ignorance. After all, their ignorance is legion. My second outburst of outrage has been brought about by a truly inspired policy towards household recycling that my local authority is adopting. I'm such a sad and lonely guy that one of my favourite outings is to go to the recycling centre with the stuff that the bin men eschew. I look forward to lugging my big cardboard boxes and small household items out of the back of my car and trying to stop the waste spilling out of the containers. The mice, who share my bird feed, have, in their generosity, given a number of new exits to these garden tidies, so I put a fold-up bin inside another and put another inside that so that I can twiddle them around in such a way as to ensure that the new mouse windows do not line up. I don't mind my otherwise pristine vehicle becoming besmirched with rotting leaves. What I'm trying to do is not introduce a new spider species to my car. The car already hosts a species that must be new to science, as it exclusively resides in wing mirrors. I bet you've got them as well. Have they really evolved since the invention of electronic wing mirrors? My garden shed has become home to the only critter I know of that eats pea bugs, the false black widow spider. Despite their false claim to widowhood, they do apparently pack a punch, and there is only one thing in life that Erin Dawes fears more than spiders, and that is a spider with fangs that can inject venom into the human body. So we pack the car on a sunny Sunday and join the rest of the saddos who don't get out much, queuing up to offload our unfashionable bedding, dead socks and empty jam jars. There is a large sign at the site proclaiming the readiness of the staff to help if needed. Large and clearly written the sign may be, but experience tells me that those same helpers do not readily read them. Their scowls discourage putting any such invitation to the test. Parked just outside the main gate on most of my visits is a van just too large to pass under the crash bar. From this van there usually emerges a red-faced man who hauls his unwanted fridge to the appropriate bin. Now, in the general ignorance that inflicts the local authority, they have recently banned such incursions and post a paid scowler at the gate to dissuade non-compliance. The councillors have further decreed that no van of any size will, henceforth, be allowed to enter the hallowed grounds of the recycling centre. So the bloke who, for a tenner, which is half the local authority fee, would take away your old cooker, must now pay twice that in fees to take it to a commercial recycling dump. Such wisdom from our elected members bedazzles me. Just how much does it cost, I wonder, to clear up the fly-tipped fouling that literally litters the countryside, forcing farmers to fence off their fields from public access and put padlock gates across the farm roads? I bet it's a lot more than the commercial recycling centre extracts from responsible house cleaners and benign builders. The latest decree raises the bar of crassness to a new high. Back in the days of my youth, the bin men would take away anything under a ton for a fiver. Back in the days of my youth, I was, for a while, a bin man myself, and would happily drag off a sack of grass cuttings or help carry away a 6-bin dryer. In fact, the only thing I would not do was to empty the bins of any house with a large, unchanged dog. But that's another story, and it rather neatly brings me full circle. That's all, folks.